We need the touch of the Lord. We need His anointing. We need His Spirit. We need Him to come and walk with us today. In Jesus' name, could we pray? Lord, we ask You, Lord, at this time, come, Lord, and give us a touch of that anointing that breaks the yoke. Lord, let the scrolls of heaven be pulled back. Let the veil pull back. And let us, God, read off the scrolls of heaven that we might preach, amen, by the oracles of God, and we might preach by the anointing of God, that the yoke might be broken and the captive might be set free and victory might be won through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and this is that which we claim in Jesus' name. Touch those that receive the message here today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. We live in troublesome time. We live in peerless times. We live in an hour when the world is in a turmoil, and it seems like there's disaster at every hand. It seems like there's chaos, and it seems like there's wars and rumors of wars, and all the things that are fulfilled by the Word of God lets us know the hour is late. The Bible tells us the love of many will wax cold, and these things that are coming forth on the earth and seeing those things, many will turn their back on God. Many will become scoffers and mockers and say, we've heard of His coming. All of our life, all of our days, we've heard of His coming. We've heard that He was coming to get His church. And where is His appearing? The Bible said they'll begin to smite one another, and they'll take their portion in their place with the hypocrites. And they will turn their back on God and say, I don't believe this thing anymore. The Bible tells me that Satan is trying to wear out the saints of the Most High God. He's trying to wear them down. And he is the accuser, the Bible says, of the brethren both day and night. He is battling in the minds, and the warfare of the minds is stronger than it's ever been in history. For Satan knows that his time is running out. And the church has so far removed herself from the purpose wherein that God had appointed us to be. God give the church a commission. We was to go, amen. And those disciples, when the Lord, amen, moved upon them, and the Lord anointed them, and he sent them forth. He sent them forth with a purpose. He sent them forth that they might accomplish a mission, amen, and they might go forth. The Bible said in the Gospel of St. Luke, in the 9th chapter, in the 1st verse, when he called his 12 disciples together, here's what he did. The Bible said, and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. This was that which he gave them. And he sent them out, verse 2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. We have a purpose here in this life. We are the arm of God extended to those that are suffering, those that are hurting, and those that needs a touch from God. And we're to be about ministering the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So many churches have got in a place today that they no longer take the time to let God come and visit with His people. We need a visitation of the Spirit of God. We need the anointing that breaks the yoke. The Bible said His sheep know His voice, and a stranger they will not follow. In America today, the churches are full of people that are sitting on the pew and do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ. They do not know the voice of God. They do not have fellowship with Him. The only contact they got with God is a preacher that's trying to direct them in the way that He wants them to go. And a lot of time it's not the way of the old fashioned way, because God is a holy God. God is a righteous God. And His ways and His standards are of righteousness and holiness. And we are to preach to the church that they need to be sanctified by the power of God. And that's something that's not preached in most churches today. Let me tell you something. The majority of the Christians, or so-called Christians, in this county smoke cigarettes every day of their life. And if they had preachers preaching to them about the sanctifying power of God. But we have preachers that want numbers. We have preachers that want their money. They want their attendance. And they're not going to rock the boat. I've had preachers to tell me, I'm not going to rock the boat. I got to have the money. I tell you something, this gospel is not to be preached for filthy lucre's sake, but this gospel is to be preached for the power and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We'll lay hands on the sick and see the sick recover. We are to speak to the demon forces of hell, and we are to cast out demons. I'm going to tell you something. God spoke to me when I come to this town, and he said, there's a dark cloud over this place. I want you to infiltrate the airways with the gospel of Jesus Christ and break up that foul spirit. But let me tell you something. It's not the drunk I've had trouble out of. It's so-called preachers that claim to have God and claim to be called of God and claim to have some kind of Holy Ghost, but it's not the one of the Bible. That's the kind of preachers I've had trouble out of. That's who I have trouble out of. It's people that profess Christianity but do not know the Lord. They've never been saved. They've never been quickened by the power of God. Because when you become quickened with the power of God, you will not do the things that you do. You'll go to the pulpit and you'll preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. You'll look at sin and you'll declare war against the devil and sin. You'll stand firm upon the rock and you'll preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. You won't go along with every old sin. You won't be wallowing in the mar. You'll clean yourself up. You'll get yourself straight and you'll walk the straight and narrow way. The Bible tells me there is a seem right way where seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We have life in Jesus, but in the world we have death. You can please, listen, you can please the number. You can preach this thing for number. You can preach this thing for the money it pays you. You can preach this thing to be popular, and you'll wind up in a devil's hell someday. But you can preach this thing by the power and the conviction of God. You can lay prostrate before God and say, God, purge me with your spirit. Lift me up a vessel that's fit for the master's use. We'll never win the world till we get the preachers in the pulpit fixed. Amen. Long as we've got all this mess in the pulpit preaching every other thing except the power of God. Amen. See, the world today are religious, but they ain't saved. So many of the church people that sit in the churches, they're religious, but they're not saved. They're not born again. And let me tell you something. If you're born to be in the Spirit of God, God will be speaking to you. Amen. But people silence the voice of God. How do you silence the voice of God? Keep on doing the sin you're doing. You go on back and do the same thing you do every day. Before long, you silence the voice of God. Before long, amen, God's no longer speaking to you. He said, because your sins and iniquities. That's where it comes down to, Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. Because your sin and iniquities, you silence the voice of God. And when you silence the voice of God, you can go on and do most anything you want to, and it don't bother you. You've done seared your conscience with hot iron. It don't bother you to sin. Preachers, if you're allowing, and I preach a lot to the preachers, I'm sorry, but that's where we got to have, if we rescue this county for God, if we get this county out of the mess it's in spiritually, we're going to have to get some preachers in the pulpit. We're going to get some preachers in the pulpit to be led by the Spirit. I've worked with several of them, and about the time you get them up to the place where they can get the Holy Ghost and be led by the Spirit, they'll turn devilishly mean, amen. And they'll get a vile spirit in them that needs cast out of them, amen. There's literally preachers preaching in the pulpit in this town that needs bad spirits cast out of them because they eat up with bad spirits because they're after what they want instead of what God wants. You got to yield yourself to God, and it's not a very popular road, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you, you won't be popular if you do it God's way. I'm going to tell you the multitude in the crowd with Noah. And I'm God that reminds me of that from time to time. Could you imagine how Noah felt? I'm going to tell you, he probably, if he stopped and thought about it, he probably thought, well, I'm a crazy man. Everybody in town is going a different direction. But Noah had a way that he preached. And that way was righteousness and holiness and was the way of the Lord. He told them about a flood coming, and they laughed and scorned him and mocked him. But I'm going to tell you something. When the water got up in the top of the trees and they done climbed out on the branches and there was nowhere else to climb to, they did not mock and scoff no more. I grant you one thing, you found pitch under the fingernails of a lot of those people that had mouthed against him the most, called him crazy and called him everything else. When they was digging on the side of that ark, let me in, let me in. But God had done shut the door. I'm telling you, there's a day that God's going to shut the door. Trumpet going to sound so loud, the hour and the time of the Gentiles going to be fulfilled, and God going to shut the door. We better preach this thing, and we better preach it straight. We better walk this thing, and we better walk it straight. We better come clean with God, and we better go to the pulpit, amen, those are called to preach the word, and we better preach, amen, under the inspiration and the Spirit of God. Not preaching something that we've hatched up. We've had too many preacherettes that preach sermonettes that produce Christianettes that smoke their cigarettes. You said, Brother Goat, I don't like you because you're against my smoking. Well, I'm sorry, but it's abomination for a man to blow smoke in God's face. Listen, God created man out of the dust of the earth. He blowed the pure breath of life into his nostrils. And what does God do? God gave him life. But what does man do? Man go back and gets a weed that God cursed. You know, the baca is a weed that God cursed. And man goes back and gets that weed that God cursed, rolls it and sucks it through his lungs and blows it out the nostrils back in the face of God. And you tell me that God's pleased with that? Let me tell you something. What's wrong in the church today is little by little. It's the little foxes that spoil the vine. But little bit by little bit by little bit, preachers have allowed people, first of all, to partake of tobacco, partake of alcohol, and to get the number in a lot of churches, they'll let them live together. Live with somebody they're not married to. They allow fornication. They allow adultery. And they said, come on in. We're going to have a good time praising the Lord. Let me tell you something. A church that a rank, rotten sinner could go in and not feel convicted is a preacher that ain't right with God and needs to get right with God. Amen. You say, Brother Goad, you're hard on preachers. I am not near as hard as what God's going to be. Amen. Because I see the mess and I see the hullabaloo that's going on in the churches today. And a lot of preachers have done sold their soul to the devil. They want number. They want crowd. They want to be liked. They want to be popular. And they make a deal with the devil. And the devil comes and tells them, you stay off of that. You stay off of that. Now don't you touch on that. Well, it's all right. Them people's all right. You know you got to have that money. You got to make those payments. You got to have your salary. You got to have your check. I guess I'm glad to say that I've anniversaried since the spring of 1983. I've not took a written salary from the work of God, and I'm glad that way I have no attachments. I'm not. I don't have no claw in me from nowhere. I live by grace and faith, and God said, I'll take care of you, and he knows how to take care of me. I'm glad I'm took care of. I'm glad I can stand and put my feet flat on the rock, and you can lump it, like it, or take it down the road and dump it, and I'll tell you what God has told me to say. I'll preach what God has put in my spirit, and it'll take the hide off. It'll cut you to the bone and throw a spoonful of salt in the gut. And that's what God said. He said, if salt has lost its ability to season, it needs to be thrown out to the dunghills. Amen. Jesus did not open his mouth unless he took literally the hide off. Amen. You know what the word of God, you know what they call the preachers? The preachers was called dumb, greedy dogs. Amen. God, amen, God has never spared it. And woe be unto the man or the woman that professes to be a preacher and stands before the people and tells them it's all right to sin. And tells people that are in sin up to their eyeballs, that tells them, well, it's all right. You go ahead. You go ahead. It's all right. God's going to make it accept you. You're a member of my church. I'm going to tell you something. God is coming after a church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. God's coming after a church that's been washed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. And if you've been washed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to put away all the filthiness of the flesh. You're going to get away from sin. You're going to leave it alone. You're going to walk upright before the Lord. Amen. And you're going to be walking in tune with the Spirit of God. Amen. The Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. What does that mean? If you're not led by the Spirit, you're not a son of God. If you're not hearing the voice of God, you're not a child of God. Amen. His sheep know his voice. Amen. How long's it been since he spoke to you? How long's it been since he talked to you? How long's it been since you know he was Lord? How long has it been since he come to you and you heard his voice? Amen. I know. I heard a preacher say just the other day that God has never spoke to anybody outside of the Word of God. Amen. And I have no confidence in that preacher. I had a little bit of respect for him, and I used to listen to a little bit he said, but I will not listen to anything he says. He has radio and TV programs. I will not listen to a thing he says because he does not know God. For any man that would say that God does not speak to anybody other than what he spoke in the Word of God does not know God. Amen. Because his sheep know his voice daily, momentarily. God is speaking to those that are led of the Spirit. And those that are led of the Spirit are the sons of God. If you're not led of the Spirit, you're not of God. We have what has took over in the world today is preachers that are filled up with spirits of complacency. They have complaced everything. They put everything else in the place of salvation. They have put everything else in the place of holy living and holy righteous, amen, walking with God. And they get up and do their little talks. They take each scripture and they narrate it and they give their viewpoint of it. But when they tell me that God does not speak to people, they're an idiot and do not know him as Lord and Savior of their life. Amen. They've done went to seed, they've become a blooming idiot. You say, Brother Gold, you're pretty plain. I find Jesus was plain everywhere he spoke. He looked at him and he said, you just like the devil, your daddy. That's plain. He took the hide off. I'm going to tell you something. In most churches today, if he come to this county, most churches would dismiss him after the first service. Because in most churches in this county today, if you went and preached a good message against sin and give an invitation, amen, they would literally run you out. They would literally throw a fit on you because they don't want it. They want to go on and live in their sins. They want to go on and have the little sexual enjoyment things that they have in their little encounters. They want to go on with their lust spirits and they want to go on and build their egos and fulfill that ego by talking to women and all the other stuff that goes with it. And they don't want nobody telling them that sin is sin and sin will send your soul to a devil's hell. They don't want nobody upsetting their little playhouse. They don't want nobody. It's like a guy here that said, and I don't want to get into no details of it, but he sells movies and stuff, and he said some of the preachers buy the hardest, coldest, X-rated stuff that he sells. Some of the preachers right here in this town. That's the reason those preachers don't want you to declare war against sin. They don't want you to preach against sin. They're not going to allow it. They're not going to stand for it because they're on the devil's side. like that lady that said they had the school play and they coming down the road and they'd had a play and one guy had played the devil, and the way the story goes, him and his buddy were gonna stop warm there at a church back in the old days it was, and they had an old big fire going and everybody's around the fire fellowship and church was over, and he said to his buddy, "Let's go in." And he didn't think about how he was dressed, but he was dressed like the devil and carrying a pitchfork. And they went in, and this one sister was kind of over behind the stove, kind of, and she nodded off just a little bit with the warmth of the stove. And she looked up and seen him, and she said, "Oh, Mr. Devil, I've been on your side. Don't bother me. I've been on your side all the time." Well, that's kind of a silly illustration, but it's the truth. I never was so hard hit in my life. See, God anointed me to preach the gospel. And those that I come out from set me down as a committee, the bishops over me, and said, "Oh, you got a fresh anointing, but don't worry, it'll go away." 43 years later, it has not went away. Amen. And the one thing in my life that's got me in trouble all my ministry is the anointing. Amen. I've had to, in the flesh, to live with the outcome of what God does in the anointing. And that's the reason I'm not popular. That's the reason I'm disliked. That's the reason they lie on me. And they tell every tale that they can tell on me, because the devil wants to kill my influence, because the devil don't want people to come up under the anointing. But the Bible said Jesus sent them out, and he anointed them to cast out devils and to heal the sick. I heard it said the other day by a preacher that he was going to get into casting out devils. He never had, but he think that would be a good thing to get into. And he'd been preaching 17, 18, almost 20 years. There's something wrong with that scenario. I'm going to tell you something. It come in the anointing package. When God called you, he anointed you and he sent you out. I'm going to tell you something. Preachers, amen, if you're not casting out devils, amen, you may already have a treaty with the devil. You might be like the sister around the old stove. You might have been on the devil's side all time. You say, "I don't like that." Well, God don't like the mess that's in the pulpit in so many churches today. God wants his people to be set free. God wants the demonic spirits of hell to be cast out of those that desire. But we have watched people sit on the pews, and let me tell you something. It's like I told a fella the other day. I said to him, looked him square dead in the face. He told me he went and visited this particular church. I said, "If you ain't going to live right, you need to go join it, because they will pat you on the back and let you do anything you want to as long as you be part of them." And that's what's happening. That's what's going on. Church, we need, amen, to wake up. When they get back the old landmarks and the old standards, God is God. If they're not casting devils out in your church, it's a good possibility that the devil is in control. Amen. If they're not healing the sick. And I heard another preacher say the other day, I listened to a lot of things. I heard another preacher say the other day that divine healing was only done when Christ was here. And God does not heal anybody anymore. I'm going to tell you something. That man is on the devil's side. That man is preaching for the devil. So preachers, you need to examine yourself before you go back to the pulpit and see who you're preaching for. Are you preaching for the devil for filthy lucre's sake? Or are you casting devils out? Are you looking at people that's full of the devil and telling them the devil needs to be cast out of you? And Jesus, when's the last time you laid hands on somebody and cast the devil out? That's the reason we got the problems we got. It's the problems that's in the pulpit. I heard a lady tell me just the other day, she said, "I know my preacher ain't right, but she still sits right there under it." See, it's real easy to conform. But the Bible says, "Be ye not conformed to this world, be transformed and renew your minds. I'm not a conformist. We need a revival. God, in Jesus' name, send us a Holy Ghost revival to this county, to this nation, this land. Give us a revival where demons are cast out, where captives are set free, and the sick are healed. God, in Jesus' name, save to the uttermost is my prayer. In Jesus' name.